Before we take off, I need to make sure you're in a comfortable position, deep in your relaxation chamber, where you'll be free from distraction, free to clear your mind and enter a deep sleep. Right now, I just want you to listen and relax. That's it. That's all you have to do. This is your time for deep relaxation, and all you have to do is listen and relax and breathe. I also want you to breathe, specifically to breathe deeply in through your nose and hold it and let it out. Each breath exhaled allows you to release tension, relaxing more and more. And breathe in deeply for me again. That's it. And hold it for a moment. And blow. And once more, in through your nose. Hold it briefly for me. And release. Feel your tension diminish, your mind begin to empty, and your body is beginning to feel really good right now, isn't it? Notice how nicely relaxed you're becoming just listening to my voice. Now, let me place this mask over your face. A mask which is slowly going to release gas that will allow you to enter a deep sleep, a deep state of relaxation ready for your trip. I'm going to start counting down now. I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. Each number I speak to you will deepen your state of relaxation, taking you twice as deep with each number I say. When you hear me say the word 0, you will be in a deep state of relaxation. 0 means total relaxation. Yes, 0 means deep and total relaxation. 10. Letting go now. Just listening. Relaxing and letting go. 9. I want you just to listen to my voice. Focus on my voice. Feel yourself begin to drift. You love my voice. You love how it makes you feel. 8. Drifting more and more. Deeper and deeper. Melting into my words as your relaxation continues to deepen with each number I speak to you. 7. Down you go, boy. Fall. Let go. Allow yourself to fall deeper and deeper. Keep breathing. Deeper. 6. Come with me. Come closer to my voice. Drift and let go. You're feeling really good now, aren't you? 5. So relaxed. Deeply relaxed. My voice is yours. Follow it up into space. 4. Dropping deeper now. Relaxing and drifting deeper and deeper. Fall into my voice. 3. You are feeling so incredibly good right now and so comfortably relaxed. Deep relaxation is yours now. As as you continue to become even more relaxed for me, to follow me. Follow me to your destination, that place where only the two of us exist. One, deeper, deeper, deeper. All your thoughts have simply vanished. All your attention has dissipated. Zero, deep, sleep. So deeply relaxed, warm, comfortable. Feel yourself begin to rise as we take off. Lift up into a state of deep relaxation as we drift peacefully, calmly to our destination. Feel my words begin to form a picture in your mind. The barren red Martian landscape stretching out for as far as the eye can see. A distant rover vehicle kicking up dust as it moves. Your spacesuit regulating your body to a pleasant temperature. Reduced gravity. Allowing for your calm and graceful movements. You turn back towards base camp, a large pod-based structure, opening the door of the airlock and closing it behind you, acclimatizing the chamber, gravity and oxygen restoring, removing your spacesuit, and entering the main base area. Its atmosphere is so similar to life on Earth. Your colleague, Dr. Julia, approaches you, her curvy figure filling her blue jumpsuit, dark hair pinned up in a bun.
Would you mind coming into my lab? I have something I need your assistance with.
You follow her through various corridors and pods, noticing her plump, perfect ass as you climb through the hatch into her laboratory.
Now, I'm afraid myself and my colleague, Dr. Isabel, haven't been completely honest to you as to why we are here. Yes, we are biologists, but more specifically, reproductive biologists. You see, we focus on the study of the reproductive system and the sex organs. I know, it's not much of a secret, but Mission Control are concerned that if the other males within the crew found out our true purpose here, then it could lead to an increased sexual rivalry between the group, which would have the potential to disrupt the entire Mars mission. Well, our secret mission here is to examine male and female orgasms on the red planet. Now, my colleague Dr. Isabel has volunteered to be the female subject, but unfortunately, due to budget constraints, we were unable to transport a designated male subject with us from Earth. Instead, Mission Control told us we have to approach a male crew member to assist with our experiments. Yes, so that's why we have invited you here. The experiment is quite straightforward. I will ask you a series of questions to help analyze the data, and then I hope that you will produce a sample for me. Well, myself and Isabel are both in agreement that you are the perfect candidate. Perfect. I'm glad you said that. Would you like to come and have a seat on the treatment chair? That's it. I'll just recline it slightly. Good. Good. All right. So I'm just going to begin with a couple of questions. They might feel quite personal, but I would really appreciate you answering them as honestly as possible so as to best help our research. Now we have been on Mars for 50 days, and it's been around 9 months since we left Earth. Can you remember when the last time you ejaculated was? No. From either intercourse or masturbation is fine. A couple of nights before liftoff? Okay. Nothing while you've been on Mars? You did feel the urge, but were interrupted? Unable to finish? Oh, okay. So going from your ejaculation on Earth, that means it's been approximately 300 days since your last... So I'm guessing your urge means you have sustained an erection while you've been on Mars? Yes? And what did it feel like? How would you compare it to an erection on Earth? Interesting. It seemed larger. More prolonged? Interesting. Okay. While in the state of arousal, did you produce any pre-ejaculatory fluid? No. No, you didn't get that far along? Well, that's okay. And in general, how would you say your sexual organs are doing? I mean, has there been any change in feeling since we left Earth? Just a slight pressure around your testicles? Okay, well, I wouldn't worry too much about that. That sounds like a likely response to going so long without ejaculation. Right, so I think we're just about ready to move on to the practical side of the experiment. I will just ask that you strip out of your clothes for me. Yes. That's it. Take it all off. Oh, there's no need to feel embarrassed. You've got a great body, and I mean, I've seen your file, so there shouldn't be any surprises. Perfect. So would you just like to jump back onto the treatment chair? I'm just going to attach these sensors to your chest. Yes, we just want to monitor your heart rate as we go. Oh, no. You thought I required you to produce a sample in private? No, I won't be leaving the room. In fact, I'm afraid I'm going to have to place your arms in these restraints. We can't take the risk at this stage of you somehow interfering with the experiment's results. It's all right. I'll be gentle with you. That's it. Good. Good. Now we're going to proceed quite steadily. But should you experience anything out of the ordinary, please let me know. After all, that's why we're here. Now, I see your penis is beginning to gain in size a little, but I think it still has some way to go. Would you like me to play some pornography on the big screen so you can increase your arousal? No? You prefer real-life stimulation. Okay, well, I guess it's not too far off protocol for me to, unzip my jumpsuit a little and provide a glimpse of my breasts. That is, if you're sure you would prefer that to pornography. Yes? Okay, well. Well, aren't you the charmer? No, they're totally natural. I guess they do make them quite the sight. The way they hang there, braless, offering teasing glimpses of my nipples. No, I think this will do just fine. I don't need to let you see them completely. Wouldn't that ruin the fun? Sometimes just imagining them is enough. Picturing how perfect my nipples would be. Oh, look, there they are, slightly poking through my jumpsuit. The sight of you like this must have me slightly aroused as well. Well, it appears I'm not the only one. You're beginning to get quite the erection developing. Can you go further for me? Clench your PC muscles and hold and release and squeeze again and release. There we go. The blood rushing to your glands as you tense. Just remember to breathe. It's important to maintain blood circulation, especially here on Mars. Perfect. Now I think your penis has reached a sufficient length for stimulation. But before I do that, I just want to take a hold of your testicles and stimulate some activity in that region. I'm so sorry. My hands are cold. Yes, you jumped a little when I cupped them there. I'm just going to massage each one gently between my thumb and forefinger. We want them to be fully active and awakened from their slumber, ready to produce their fluid. Does that feel good? I think your penis has reached a sufficient size for me to proceed. I mean, do you feel ready to begin? Perfect. So I'm just going to record some observations as we go, so as to best help with our research. It is day 50 on Mars at 1700 hours. The patient is alert and oriented times 3. He has responded well to stimuli, is erect, and measures... I'm just going to measure your penis, is that okay? I hope the tape measure isn't too cold. Measures 5, 6, 7 inches long by 4, 5 inches in girth. Do you feel fully erect? The patient claims he feels close to fully erect. I'm just going to begin manual stimulation of the penis, taking a hold of his penis at the mid-shaft position, applying a gentle grip, and then just stroking my hand down to the base and continuing at a slow but steady pace, up and down, up and down. The patient has begun to respond to my touch, demonstrating a slight tightening in his legs as well as a jump in heart rate. Good boy. That's it. Remember to breathe. I've begun to tighten my grip very slightly around his shaft, lengthening my stroke now all the way from the base to tip. Up and down, up and down. Now I'm just going to take my secondary hand and apply some stimulation to his testicles, cupping them gently before massaging them in the palm of my hand. Do you like that, baby? Oh, you're still fixed on my cleavage, huh? You see anything you might like? Just hoping the fabric pulls back and you get a glimpse of the entire breast. Well, you have been a good boy. Maybe just one breast. Look at that nipple. You like that, don't you? I can feel you do. The patient is beginning to show signs he's moving close to orgasm. Increased rate of breathing, glands swelling and deepening in color. My stimulation continuing up and down, up and down. A little faster now. His muscles tightening up. And I'm just going to cease stimulation, hands free for a moment. Just allowing his cock to throb for a second. Pulsate from arousal. Now with my dominant hand, I'm just going to stimulate his frenulum between my thumb and forefinger. Circular motions, with my secondary hand wrapped around the base of his penis, holding it upright, pulling down and tightening the skin across down his shaft. He appears close now, his body beginning to writhe with every motion. Don't come yet. I'm not finished with you. Focus on your breathing. Just ride the wave.
It's not time yet.
The patient is beginning to throb, getting close again. I'm just going to remove my hands and just let his penis throb up and down in the air for a moment as he rhythmically clenches his PC muscles in an attempt to ejaculate. I'm just going to allow him to continue with that for a moment. Let him ride the edge of his pleasure, bringing himself back down to a more relaxed heart rate, more relaxed breathing. Now the patient's penis has grown sufficiently since I commenced my stimulation. It now measures 8.5 inches by 4, 5, 6 inches in girth. Pre-ejaculatory fluid is also prominent, oozing from the top of his penis and visibly running down his shaft. I think we are ready to resume the stimulation. Circling my thumb and forefinger into an okay gesture and placing it firmly around the base of his cock, and then just continuing this firm pressure as I stroke up the shaft, stopping just short of the glands, almost in a milking-like motion, and then just continuing this as I stroke down, a firm but slow application. This has increased the fluid leaking from his penis, each upward milking stroke bringing with it a large amount of fluid from the tip. I'm just going to do this one more time. Ah, perfect. Now, I'm just going to use the inside of my hand to massage that fluid into the head of his penis. Is that sensitive, baby? Focus on that feeling. Focus on my hand swirling over the head of your cock, sliding over the tip. Good. 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 I'm just going to resume the default stroking grip from the base to the tip, picking up the pace now. Up, down, up, down, up, down. The patient has arched his back slightly and his penis has stiffened further in my grip. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Constant motion now. The patient's arms pushing up against the restraints. Pre-cum fluid running up out of his tip. Up, down, up, down. Body beginning to tense, penis thickening in my grip, increasing the pressure, strong, quick stroking motion from base to tip, up, down, I think he's ready, so close to orgasm, beginning to buck his hips in his rhythm with mine, my hand milking it out of him, oh God, oh God. God, he's coming. Ejaculating with every stroke. Pulsating out of him. Oh, that's so much cum. His body writhing, tensing, restraining against the chair. Bucking into my hand. Oh, God. Oh, God. That's it. What a good patient. Just relax. Calm your body down. The patient has ejaculated a large amount of fluid, which I will collect and log as sample A. Early observations are that erection seems stronger and more sustained than on Earth. More tests needed to confirm. Ejaculate also visibly enhanced, but we'll need further analysis. End of dictation. That was so impressive. You've done such a good job. The first man to come on Mars. Will you help us again?
Mm. Good boy. I'll see you soon.